This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. A quick update on cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. And we've seen Bitcoin rise to over 13,000 recently, after it was hovering around 5,000 for a long period of time. And then it crashed back to somewhere between 10 and 11,000. And Bitcoin has been a wild ride, and there's been some renewed enthusiasm for it. There's also been some maturity in the crypto space. There's also been, of course, Facebook launching its own global coin, which has been renamed Libra Coin. And that is basically considered by observers to be the mark of the beast global, you know, financial tracking system. It's total surveillance on your spending and money transactions. And it's an attempt by Facebook to create its own central bank, basically. Now, long term, the big trend here is long term, existing central banks could be made obsolete by some future rendition of cryptocurrency. Bitcoin is not that answer, by the way. It's not going to be Bitcoin, and for reasons that I'll discuss later. It could be something, some iteration of what Mark Zuckerberg is pushing. But it also, taking over the central banks like that depends on the global power grid working. You know, it depends on the long-term viability of the internet. It depends on a lot of things functioning that could be taken down pretty easily with an EMP weapon or a solar flare, i.e. space weather, which will happen sooner or later. So cryptocurrency, long-term, will collapse to zero because of either space weather events or nuclear war or cyber hacking of the power grid or other events that will take down the power grid. But it's hard to say how far away that event might be. It's really unknown. According to NASA, a solar flare, the risk is about 12% every decade. So it could be many decades, or it could happen tomorrow. We just don't know. But in the meantime, Bitcoin has received a lot of new interest from institutional investors. But I want you to understand, because I've been very critical about the Bitcoin bubble, even though I've been supportive of the underlying concept of the decentralization of currency. I want you to understand carefully that if you are investing in Bitcoin, you're kidding yourself, because you're not an investor. You're a speculator. Bitcoin does not have any return. It doesn't have dividends. It doesn't produce anything. There's not a Bitcoin corporation where you own shares, where the corporation has assets. Nothing like that exists at all. You are not investing in Bitcoin. You are a speculator. And it's very difficult to outgame the whales and the manipulators who now dominate Bitcoin. The Bitcoin market can be moved deliberately in any given direction by design by a few players. The big wallets, the big whales, they control almost everything about the Bitcoin market now. And we're talking about just a few dozen individuals or institutions, whoever's behind it, essentially a few dozen wallets. If you think that you can outmaneuver those whales and that you can maybe find some algorithm to play the little spikes in Bitcoin and be a day trader, then, you know, good luck. More power to you. The problem is you're always betting against the house. It's kind of like going to Las Vegas and telling yourself, yeah, you can outthink the roulette wheel, or you can outmaneuver the blackjack slots. You know, really, you can't. Mathematically, you can't in the long run. And the same thing is true with Bitcoin. You cannot outmaneuver the market manipulations, the big swings of the Bitcoin marketplace. You might be able to squeeze some money out of it in the short term, just on sheer luck alone. But doing so in the long term is almost impossible unless you control very large wallets. Secondly, if you have a buy and hold attitude about Bitcoin, you might also get lucky. You might buy and then it'll peak. It'll go up from there. But most people will never sell until they lose almost everything. So unless you have a strategy to buy and then sell when it hits a certain point later on, then you are not an investor. You are a hodler, as they say. Hodler meaning a holder of Bitcoin. And that's what most people are. They buy Bitcoin and they hold on to it, and they don't really make any money because they never sell it or convert it to something else that's useful. Now, sure, you can spend Bitcoin directly, and I've done that myself as well. I sold all my Bitcoin and bought gold, a physical gold. And guess what? Ever since then, the value of my gold has been incredibly stable. Not compared to the dollar, because the dollar value fluctuates, but compared to real goods and services, the value of the gold that I purchased with Bitcoin has been incredibly stable, as it has for over 2,000 years. Gold buys about the same thing today that it did 1,000 years ago in terms of actual productivity represented in products or services. But the dollar will fluctuate and Bitcoin will fluctuate wildly. So unless you have the stomach for that kind of thing, unless you're willing to risk losing 90% or more of your, quote, investment, then don't go into Bitcoin as an investment. And the same thing is true with Facebook's Libra coin. Now, it's supposed to be a stable coin, which means a coin that's tied to the value of a cocktail of certain currencies, including the US dollar. Well, that means that if you're speculating by purchasing the Libra coin and you think you can outsmart everybody else and make some money by watching it, the value go higher, you're essentially making a currency bet. And you might as well be playing in the currencies markets instead of giving money over to Mark Zuckerberg. Because remember, Mark Zuckerberg can create new Libra coins anytime he wants, so he can dilute the value of the money supply. Essentially, Zuckerberg is becoming his own central bank and he can print money. So I would say don't play into that. Don't give Zuckerberg your money in exchange for his digital tokens, because you're just giving more money to a globalist who is pure evil. So if you want to bet on currencies, just bet on them in the currencies market. That's actually a safer bet. So anyway, something to think about. If you want to read more about the problems with these coins, check out my website, bitraped.com, which talks about some of the problems with Bitcoin and some of the other cryptocurrencies. It's bitraped.com. And you can also read my website, newstarget.com. This is Mike Adams here. Be safe in your investing. And remember, cryptocurrency is a great idea, but it comes with a lot of speculative risks right now. Thanks for listening. If you want to make it through these trying times, you're going to need full cognitive function. You're going to need your mental faculties. And there's no better way to achieve that than to turn to good nutrition, brain-supporting nutrition. That's what we offer at the Health Rangers store. We do more testing than any retailer in the world to make sure that you have the cleanest food in the world, because I believe that that's how we change the world. We change the world through clean food. We help people live better, think better, and we get better results in the world. It all starts with food and nutrition. Check it out. We have over 700 products now at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.